I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
On into the home show today. Thank you for joining us here, of course, every week with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, how are you?
Good morning, Lindsay. We're doing well.
So good to be with you. Okay, have I told you how I have been meaning to upgrade to a king-size bed for, like, years?
I have heard this.
Yeah, I've told you many times. Because
Lindsay and I are tight.
It's one of those things where you're just like, okay, I know it's going to cost me $2,500, but I really just need to pull the trigger, but I don't want to, but every time I get in that bed, I'm like, we need more space.
By the time you have those two young kids in there, your husband
in
there,
there's a dog in there. So we're going to talk mattresses today, and your guest today is going to tell us all the differences in mattresses, because I imagine, you know, a novice, just homeowner like me, doesn't really know the difference.
Oh, you guys, we are in for a treat today. In the 3 years that we've been doing this home show, we've never talked about mattresses. So today is your lucky day. We spend so much time in our bed. If we don't, we should spend more time in our bed sleeping. So today we have Tony Catanza. He's actually moved here from Florida to Utah. You've lived here for just, what, about a year?
Just over a year.
How do you like it?
The weather is beautiful.
Oh, really?
Except for winter.
It's not Florida. This is our warm season.
Yeah.
We go from 71 day to snowing the
Very next. Educational.
Yeah. I'm sure some days you think, why did I move to Utah exactly? Yeah.
But the views are beautiful. We've taken up skiing. The people, I have to tell you, are phenomenal.
Everybody
has been so welcoming. It's been a real pleasure.
So I'm so glad.
We're enjoying it.
We're so grateful to have you on the show today. It's Tony Catanza, and he's with Restonic Mattress.
Correct.
Very good. Okay, so to begin, tell us a little bit about you and how you ended up in the mattress industry.
Well, I was a train wreck as a child.
That sounds
coming
like a
into
show,
into
right?
Adulthood.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Definitely not a Sunday show. And I really struggled figuring out what I wanted to do when I grew up. Ended up getting into the furniture industry and loving it. What I learned was retail was great, but I saw these reps driving around in these Cadillacs and really living the life that I thought was one thing. It wasn't, by the way. I thought that was the dream, and I decided to get into the wholesale side of the business.
That's amazing.
Ended up doing very well at retail. This is back in the mid 80s to early 80s, from 83 to 89. And then got into the wholesale side and starved, literally. I went from working in a furniture store that did very well in Cleveland, Ohio, and pioneering a line in a market that I didn't know anybody, and I struggled for a year and a half. It taught me a lot, what to do, what not to do. And then I found bedding. I found mattresses. Then I took to it like a duck to water. It's something that I understood. I found it fun to play with. I enjoyed working with the products and the retailers and helping them grow their business. And as I grew within that industry, I found out that, you know, we can make a huge difference in people's lives. As you mentioned, a good night's sleep is imperative. If you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, you really need to take a look at where you're sleeping, because it's pivotal to having a successful day, to being awake, to being happy. Honestly, we spend a third of our lives in that mattress. And it's the only furniture purchase you'll ever make that affects your health. Mm. So from that standpoint, I've really grown to love the industry and try to help my friends make money and get a better night's rest, long and short.
I think that's incredible. Any of my kids that are listening to this show will tell you one of my classic themes of my home is, you know, the secret to success is sleep. If you are tired, your brain is not thinking clearly, It affects not only all of your emotional, your mental health, your physical health. And I just love to sleep. It's always been one of my talents. I'm one of those people.
It is a talent.
It really is a talent. I do get 7 to 8 hours per night. I work really hard. And then when I'm tired, I'm out. And I think part of that is because I do have a great mattress that I do enjoy and is comfortable. And I think people don't really put enough emphasis on that. It's not just a big white box, right?
Right.
The firmness, the softness, the combination of that is so important. And it's hard to get that right.
And Tony, sorry to interrupt you. I imagine people don't realize they have a bad mattress until they've tried a good one.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that hotels have the greatest mattresses out there, right?
And you were just saying you travel
175 to 200 nights a year.
That's incredible. So you are an expert on mattresses, not only in your own home, but then also hotels. You know the difference between a good one and a bad one.
Yes. Not to say they have bad mattresses, but they're not built for comfort. They're built for durability.
Sure.
Okay. So there's a big difference. Most people, we see in the industry that summer's a big time for purchasing mattresses. Now, a lot of things generate that. There's a lot of weddings, okay, kids going back to school, that type of stuff. But also, people travel. And when I hear somebody say they went to a hotel and they got the best night's rest, I'm like, oh my gosh. So
That's probably a problem. It's probably because their kids aren't with them. Let's be honest about that.
Well, there are a couple different factors there, right? The stress of life isn't with them. They're on vacation. But when they find that, when they share with you that that mattress was the most comfortable mattress they've ever slept on, it tells me what they're sleeping on at home has got to be horrible. Right?
I agree.
And I think our job as manufacturers, reps, if you will, is to help sales associates teach a consumer how to shop for a mattress properly, because it's very confusing out there.
And maybe we're going to get into this, Tony, but what do you do if one partner needs firm and the other one needs soft? I mean,
you pick whatever your wife wants.
Yes. I love it. We love Tony. He's welcome on the show anytime.
Good answer.
I'm slow, not stupid.
I'm dying. That was mic drop right there.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to go commercial. That's
fantastic. Okay, so Tony, you represent a company called Restonic Mattress. It's a smaller mattress company, but tell us a little bit about that and how you ended up there.
So I started close to 30 years ago with a company called White Dove Mattress in Cleveland, Ohio. And I was fairly successful, and it created an opportunity for me to move to Florida, and I worked with Serta for 20 years down there. And I got to see that brand grow from number 4 to number 1 at one point in time, and really learned how to work in the industry with Serta. So for them, I truly am forever grateful. I left in 2016. They had gone through some changes in management, and I just felt like my time there is over. Yeah. It was time for me to move on. I took a year off, and I ended up going to work for Restonic in Florida. And I worked there, ran that facility for 2 years. My son graduated from college, moved out west, and had an opportunity to be closer to him. And he lives in just outside of Denver. So Utah was, in my mind, it was perfect. So we're close enough to get there quickly. But my wife won't go there every weekend, so he can still live his life.
He can still be independent.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yes, he does.
That's fantastic. Okay, so here we go. Let's get to the nuts and bolts. How do you shop for a mattress?
First and foremost, I think you need to shop at a retailer that you're comfortable with, somebody that you trust.
Osmond Designs.
Yes, Osmond Designs.
Absolutely. But I think that's pivotal. Secondly, when you get into that store, you need to take the time to lay down on the mattresses. Let the sales associate help you make the right buying decision. You can buy beds in a queen size from $199 to $15,000. What's the right bed for you? As I tell my folks or my friends, if you look at any queen size bed that's $1,100, $1,200 or more, you're looking at a good bed.
Yeah.
Okay. The difference is bells and whistles. And if you can't tell the difference in terms of comfort, you shouldn't spend the money. Okay. So if you're looking at a $1,500 bed and a $2,000 bed, And if you ask me what the difference is, I'm going to tell you $500. Yeah. Does it feel like it's worth $500 more to you? Mm. And if it doesn't, save the $500 and buy the $1,500.
Right.
But if it does, as sales associates, we need to explain the difference in cost. Why does it cost more? And I'm not saying that that $2,000 bed or $15,000 bed isn't worth it, because there's items in there that make that bed cost that much. But it's, you got to feel it. It's got to be comfortable to you.
I agree. And I think not only comfort, but quality. There's warranties. We're running out of time. But Tony, stay tuned, because we're coming back with you with even more tips shopping for mattresses, quality of mattress. You know, this is going to be a great show. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. We'll be right back.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, today we're talking mattresses.
This is such a fun show already. If you missed the first episode, you will definitely want to go back to KSL Podcast, because there are some really good marriage tips in there that Tony just dropped. We're not going to tell the secret. But...
No, his best advice when you have a discrepancy between whether the husband needs firm and the wife needs soft or vice versa, wife wins. That's it. That was his advice.
And Lindsay and I are obviously big fans of that comment. Yeah, yeah. So here we go.
But it does bring up a really good question. I really do like to be enveloped in a pillow. Like, my pillows are squishy, but my husband needs firm. He's got a bad back. And if he sleeps on the wrong mattress, it can really mess him up for weeks. So how do you balance that?
So that's a great point. We all need a firm support system. And what you're looking for when you're looking for a mattress is something that's going to be supportive to your back and allow for proper spinal alignment. When your spine is straight, you tend to toss and turn less, which means you get into REM sleep longer and you truly get a better night's rest. So firm to somebody that's in the industry is a hard bed. Mm. Firm to a consumer, as a rule, is a supportive bed. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I believe there's different languages spoken in a showroom. I speak wholesale. The sales associates speak retail, but our consumer speaks English.
Right.
Okay. For the most part. And we need to communicate to them in words that they understand. So when they ask for a firm mattress, I like to reassure them that the beds in the showroom utilize a firm support system, whether it's an innerspring product or a foam product. We use the firmest support systems that are available in the industry. What changes are the comfort levels on top. And my job as a salesperson is to help you find the right comfort level for you. Now, you like a bed that engulfs you, but you still want something that's supportive.
Sure.
I can guarantee you that you can find a mattress out there that will give you that engulfing feeling, yet be supportive enough for your husband. Mm. I'm going to lay dollar to donut. He's got a few pounds on you, right?
He's actually very lean, but he does weigh more than me, a little bit.
So he'll get into that bed more than you will. And what he's looking for is something that supports his spine so that he tosses and turns less, gets a better night's sleep.
Well, and I wonder if it just matters more to him, where I can be comfortable in several different options, mm-hmm. right, because of his needs.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can. And there's also an option if you're looking at a king size. You can get two twin extra longs, and you can change the feel on both sides of the
you
bed.
You can do what you want.
Twin extra long. He's 6'3", so he might need an extra long.
His feet are not hanging off the end as much.
Yeah.
So a king size bed is 80 inches long, okay, and 76 inches wide. Well, two twin extra longs are 80 inches long and 76 inches wide. Mm. So you get the same sleep surface, but you can change the feels on both sides of the bed.
And there's a crack in the middle, though. Do you want that?
There, you know, most people don't sleep in the middle of the bed.
True.
There are things that you can purchase that would fill that crack.
Okay.
Okay. It's also... For those that like to use adjustable bases or motion bases, there's nothing better than a twin extra long because it allows you to articulate your side of the bed while your partner is still laying flat or sleeping. You know, not everybody keeps the same sleep hours. I go to bed relatively early, but I get up early. My wife goes to bed later, but sleeps later.
Mm, yeah.
So with twin XLs, we can adapt accordingly.
I love that. And Tony, you were joking before we started this segment that, you know, when you were first married, you were in a full
yes.
with your wife. Then a few years later, you were in a queen. Mm-hmm. Then you moved to a king. So maybe
that describes perfectly how my marriage is doing.
10 years, 20 years, maybe you just get two separate twins.
Yeah.
It's fine.
The evolution of your bed size is indicative of your marriage.
That's terrible. Okay, Tony, what is the most popular bed sold? What would you say? Are people mostly soft? Are people mostly firm or somewhere in the middle?
It's really somewhere in the middle.
I think so, too.
You know, they come in with preconceived notions. You'll find that certain populations, my wife is from Venezuela, so I could say this wholeheartedly. The Latin population likes a firm mattress, according to them. That doesn't necessarily mean they need a hard mattress. But in their mind, that's what they grew up with. That's what they have. The Asian population tends to think the same way. Now, I know that's a very broad stroke, right?
Sure.
But they tend to like a harder feeling mattress. Senior citizens, you will hear them come in and say all the time, we need a hard mattress. We need a firm mattress. We need a firm mattress. Again, they want a supportive mattress. And if we do our job properly, we can educate them on the difference between a hard mattress and a soft mattress. And one of the questions I really like to ask is, do you ever wake up at night with your hand asleep? Your hand's tingling?
Yeah.
Well, that's caused because your sleep surface is restricting blood flow to your limbs. Okay, it could be your arm, it could be your leg. But what you want to do is you want a supportive system to allow for proper spinal alignment, but you want a system on top of that that will also allow for blood flow. Okay, so there's convoluted foams, there's different types of foams that increase blood flow to your limbs, which again reduces tossing and turning, increases your opportunity to get REM sleep.
I love it. So there are so many different kinds of mattresses. At our store, we sell high-end mattresses. We sell low-end model home mattresses that really you don't want anyone to sleep on, but are really just a placeholder. But most of what we sell is in the middle. Even in our high-end homes, most people don't want $15,000 mattresses, right? But I will say comfort is everything.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, again, we're talking on this show, it really is relative to who you are. The weight of your body, the weight of your wife's body, trying to make everyone happy is no small feat.
Correct.
But mattresses are so important. In design, we always are worried about what the aesthetic of the room is and all those things. But master bedrooms are a great place to splurge. Some of those guest bedrooms, you want your guests to be comfortable, but not too comfortable where they will stay too long either, right?
Absolutely.
And then the kids' mattresses, sometimes you can save a little more money with their rooms.
Their backs are fine.
Their backs are fine. It builds character, right? We have Tony Catanza with Restonic Mattresses here on the KSL Home Show. So grateful to have you on the show today. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more mattress info.
KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. If you are just joining us, Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, owner and interior designer. And today we're talking mattresses.
We sure are, and we are having the time of our life. We didn't think we would have this much fun talking about mattresses. Who knew?
Who knew that all our woes in the bedroom would become an episode.
Right? Oh, my goodness. And we do have a lot of kids in Utah, so it must be a good topic.
It's a thing. It's a thing. We're just going to leave it there,
can
Heather.
Can we say that on KSL?
Yes, but we are just going to leave it there.
We're going to leave it there. We have Tony Catanza on today. He's with Restonic Mattress. Tony Catanza with Restonic Mattress. He actually is new to Utah. You've been here for just over a year.
Correct.
Previously in Florida.
Yes.
You previously worked for Serta years and years and mm-hmm. years ago, and now you're with Restonic. You are definitely the expert in all things bedding. Please tell us a little bit about mattresses.
So there are so many different types of mattresses in the industry today. There's gel foam, there's memory foam, there's inner spring, there's foam core, there's gel grids. You could spend hours on the internet researching and still never end.
Tell us what you sleep on, Tony.
I sleep on a bed called the Restonic Signature Plush.
Okay. That's the one I'm getting.
Because
if you sleep on it, then it's got to be
good.
Must
be good after all these years.
That's the bed my wife liked.
Okay.
Which one did you like?
I like the bed that was two above it. So they're very soft feeling beds, which is – we both like that. The bed above it had a higher profile, and her concern was – that sheets wouldn't fit it.
Oh.
Meanwhile, it's the same height as the bed we bought, but it's a different configuration. So one's a Euro top, the other one's not. And visually, it just looks thicker.
Right.
I couldn't get her past that, so we bought the bed that she wanted.
And that can actually be a real issue because a lot of women need to jump up into that bed. So those pillow tops sometimes do become a little bit of a challenge.
So there are some ways to adjust that to as well. You can get a low-profile foundation, which brings the height down about 4 inches. 4 or 5 inches, depending upon the manufacturer. We're on adjustable bases, so there's bases that the legs adjust, okay? So you could bring the height down of the overall combined pieces versus, let's say, 25 or 30 inches. You can bring it down to 17 inches, you know, something that's manageable for you.
So many options. Okay, let's talk a little bit about box springs, right? Some people say, oh, we don't need a box spring. We have one from 30 years ago. Tell us a little bit about that.
My favorite question there is your bed sagging?
Does it still work?
Yeah. And you usually hear, yeah, well, it's not supportive in the center, and that's the reason why.
We propped up by cans of food storage. Yes.
It's fine. Only in Utah.
Yeah. Your box spring really is like the foundation for your home. Okay. If you're on a foundation that is not stable or not supportive, the mattress is going to reflect what the box spring is doing. So you should change your bed every 7 to 10 years, not necessarily because your bed's bad, but your body needs change. I know that now that I'm knocking on 60's door, I can't sleep on what I slept on in my 20s or my 30s. Now, I may be an odd egg because I change beds about every 2 years. It's a function of being in the industry.
Because you're in
the
industry,
right.
Yeah.
But I know that the bed that we slept on when we first got married, I could never sleep on now for a duration of time. It just would be very uncomfortable for us. So, you know, there's – life happens. You play sports as a kid. Those injuries come back later in life. The bed becomes uncomfortable to you. Maybe you have an automobile accident, and the bed that you loved 4 years ago doesn't feel good anymore. Now, that's no fault of the mattress. But your body's changed, so you need to change bedding accordingly.
And I think health really is on the forefront right now. People really are taking more time. They're spending more money on making sure that they are taking care of their bodies. And I feel like mattresses are right up there. It really is a health issue. You do need sleep, and you need good sleep.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, obviously cost pays a big part in this, okay? But if you look at a $1,000 mattress, as an example, that's supposed to last 10 years, it probably runs you, give or take, 22, 23 cents a night.
Wow.
Anybody ever stay in a hotel that costs 22, 23 cents a night?
Nope.
No. So why wouldn't you spend a little bit more to get a bed that helps you get a better night's rest?
Right. And people are spending way more than that on their Starbucks latte or coffee or whatever they're doing every single day, right?
A cup of coffee is $5.
Yeah, for me, it's the Diet Coke, you know, through the swig or the fizz or whatever that is. You know, it is something that is a very good investment for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to tell a really funny story. So my daughter, my second oldest daughter, and I, we were at a dance convention once. And as you were talking about hotels, I just almost started laughing out loud because I thought of this story. It was a Sleep Number bed and it had a remote. And we thought, oh, this is the coolest thing ever. So we started playing with the remote and we're pushing the up button and the up arrow and it was getting firmer. And then we'd push the down arrow and it was getting softer. And so we just had some fun with that. Well, then we, you know, an hour later probably fell asleep. So about an hour later, we went to sleep and we woke up a few hours later and both of us were just slammed together in the middle of a canyon. It was almost like a V where the entire mattress had pretty much collapsed in the center. And I just think sometimes you get a mattress that's so smart that you don't even know how to work it, right? They have all of these great bells and whistles. They can be very positive. They can be negative. A lot of these adjustable beds will let you change a lot of these smart mattresses will let you change the pitch of your head, the pitch of your feet, all of that. Tell us a little bit about your opinion of those and are those worth the investment or not?
So personally, I'm not a fan of air or water. And it's not because I think the technology is bad. They do some great things for you. But air and water, when you sleep on them, their whole goal is to escape from underneath you. Mm. When you sleep on foam or innerspring units, the whole goal is to get back to their original profile. So they're always pushing up and supporting you.
I got to tell you, Tony, I know someone in my life who still sleeps on a waterbed.
Yeah, they were big for
right?
a while.
Yeah, years ago.
Very big. But it's not a very supportive night's sleep, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Again, comfort is subjective. So who am I to tell somebody that that airbed isn't good for them?
Yeah.
If that's what they like, if they like refilling the air in the middle of the night, or, you know, hey, God bless them. That's their tool.
God bless them. God bless America. We all get to choose, right? It's just of traditional mattresses.
So if you look at beds that utilize memory foam, okay, memory foam was designed by NASA to alleviate pressure points on the astronauts when they take off into space, okay? It transitioned into the bedding industry, and initially it was just wonderful. The downfall to it was it slept hot. Okay, it's a very closed cell structure, and it made people sweat while sleeping. Well, the four most common reasons why people shop for a new mattress is support or sagging. Okay, that's number one. Number two is motion transference. Their partner gets up in the middle of the night, and that disturbs their sleep and wakes them. Edge support, they sleep at the end of the bed or towards the side of the bed and feel like they're falling off. And last is temperature regulation. So you don't want a bed that sleeps cold, but you certainly don't want a bed that makes you sweat. So if you look at today's technologies, a lot of the beds that you'll see out there solve those four problems. They talk about support and proper spinal alignment, number one. They talk about edge support and how it'll increase your sleep surface and allow you to get a better night's rest, especially if you sleep at the end of the – or the side of the bed, excuse me. They'll talk about temperature regulation. And a lot of covers in today's world help reduce temperature, surface temperature. A lot of the foams draw body heat away from the body and help it leave the foam quicker, okay? Moisture in a mattress is really what causes heat. So anything that you have in the cover or in the foams that help that moisture dissipate out helps the bed sleep cooler. And I like to talk about temperature regulation. It serves more as a – think of it as a thermostat for your mattress versus it makes the mattress sleep cold. My wife doesn't want to sweat in bed, but she also doesn't want her bed to be cold. So if I told her this bed sleeps cold, she wants nothing to do with it. But if I tell her this bed's going to help her get a better night's rest because it draws body heat away, helps that body heat dissipate out from the foam, it's much more in her line as long as she likes the comfort of the bed to make that purchase.
Do they make mattresses with heaters in them? Because that's what I need. I have a heating pad next to my bed that I turn on every night,
Lindsay,
in the summer.
There's the coolest invention, and I actually bought this for myself for Christmas
really?
And for all my kids, and it's called a bed jet.
Okay.
And it's the coolest thing. It's basically like this little remote system, and it has a remote on the side, but it blows. Let me fix that.
Yep.
And this is the coolest thing because it can blow hot air or cold air, and it has a timer. And just like you're saying, you know, one spouse usually sleeps hot, mm-hmm. one usually sleeps cold. And so this can actually help with all of those great things. Okay, speaking of partnership, we love Central Bank. We love having them as a sponsor of this show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends. They've been serving Utah County and all of Utah for over 130 years, and we are sure proud of their history and their sustained growth in this community. They've remained strong, safe, and secure since 1891. They believe in continuing the progress, and as a direct result of their dedication to caring of the individual needs and communities that they serve. Thank you, Central Bank, for being part of the KSL Home Show. Today we have Tony Catanza on Restonic Mattress. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehigh and in Orem. And Heather, I know you have bedding in your store. We've been talking today all about mattresses. Who knew there were so many types and foams and different styles and sizes and needs out there.
It's so true. And how would you ever know all of these things? You never would. You're not going to spend the weeks and the months to educate yourself. And that's why it's so important to partner with someone that you trust that has done that research for you. Today we have Tony Catanza with Restonic Mattress on the show with us. This has been so much fun to learn all about mattresses. You are definitely the expert. You've been in the business for 20, how many years?
30.
Tony Catanza from Restonic Mattress on the show with us. You have been in the mattress business for over 30 years. I don't know anyone that knows as much about mattresses as you do.
Well, it's not the most exciting industry, in all fairness. You don't hear people talking about mattresses at parties.
But it's so interesting that you found a passion for it, because you were talking in an earlier segment about how you grew up not really knowing what you wanted to do. And then you found mattresses and you're like, yeah, this is it. Like,
how does
one discover that?
It's simple.
It's simple.
Yeah. It fit me perfectly.
That's great. And it's important. I think people really don't spend as much time educating themselves on something as important as a mattress. You literally should be spending 7 to 8 hours per night in your bed.
So you'll spend a third of your life on your mattress.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Except for new moms.
That's the average.
New moms, we're a little tired. Sleep is even more important when you're only getting four hours.
No amount of mattress plush that can fix that.
Yes. Yeah, so Restonic Mattress also is partnering with the Scott Living, which is all of us know as the Property Brothers on HGTV. Tell us a little bit about that.
So in 2018, we added a co-branding relationship with the Property Brothers. And it's branded under Scott Living, and it has been doing just phenomenal. Their brand is enormous, quite honestly. And since Restonic is, although we're a top 10 manufacturer, outside of the industry, we're not as well known as the Big S's or Tempur-Pedic, you know, Serta, Simmons, Sealy. Those brands are known by everybody. We've been around for 80 years.
Is that what you call them in the industry, the Big S's?
Yes.
That's funny. Three S's. I'm just a consumer. I didn't realize that, but that makes sense.
But I think what people don't realize is your quality is right up there with the biggest and the best in the industry.
Absolutely.
But a lot of the money is just spent on marketing.
It is. We don't have the coffers that, those brands have to spend on national advertising. But what we do is we focus on quality of goods. Now, at Restonic here in Salt Lake, we're under the umbrella of Salt Lake Mattress. They've been making beds since 1892, so it's not a new thing to them, right? They've been doing this for a very long time. We're a family-owned operation. The owner of the company is there every day.
Wow.
His son and son-in-law are there every day.
But who knew you were a local manufacturer? Yeah,
not many people do.
That's
they,
cool.
They think that, you know, you're made somewhere else.
Right.
So we're made right here in Salt Lake City, about 10 minutes from this, where are we at, in a studio?
This KSL studio.
Yeah, I'm used to saying showroom.
Yeah. And once you place your order, you have about a four-day lead time.
Right now, currently, we're running at four-day turnaround.
That is unheard of in this industry.
There's no... We don't sit on any finished goods. Everything is made to order. So when you place your order at a store, it then goes into our system. It's quilted, built, put bagged, and loaded on a truck, and then shipped to you on the fifth day.
That's incredible. So at Osman Designs, we are definitely known for furnishings. We sell beds. We sell upholstery. We sell dining tables, everything in between. What people don't maybe realize is we really are a one-stop shop. And you can buy your bed, you can buy your mattress, not only the higher end, nicer quality things for you in your master bedroom, but you can also buy for your guest bedrooms, your kids' bedrooms at all different price points. And, you know, time is money these days. So if you can go to a one-stop shop, we'll help you. We've done the research and the education to help you know where to splurge, to help you know where to save. And we'd love the opportunity, Osman Designs. We do offer interior design services. If you need us to come into your home, it's $85 per hour. We will come in, we'll give you suggestions and give you ideas on how to improve your home. We listen to you. I think that is our strength, is that we love for you to tell us what you love about your home, what you don't love about your home, and then we're here to help support you do that. We have in-stock products. I think that is the name of the game this year, is having it in stock. You can come with your truck and trailer and bring it home today. You don't have to wait 6 months or a year for your product. You're listening to the KSL Home Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We have Lindsay Ertz with KSL Radio. And today we've had Tony Catanza with Restonic Mattress. Thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you for having me on.
So
I've
fun.
Really enjoyed it. You ladies are a trip.
Thank you.
We are. That
we
is
have a little
true.
Too much time.
We'll be back next week.